The next station is Richmond. Change here for the District Line, London Underground,
the river
and
is
London Overground.
Wet. Oh, that's kind of...
That's generally what a river is.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to be dry.
Well, go back a few months.
I guess. Yeah.
Well, it was getting a bit sort of touch and go.
Yeah.
However, all hose pipe bans have officially been lifted.
As I say, yeah, as soon as they put in the hose pipe bans, down came the rain.
But in America, because they're presumably the jet stream's in the wrong place, they've got temperatures of 105, 107 degrees.
Yeah, they've got wildfires everywhere, apparently. Yep. There.
Which is very hot indeed.
Yeah.
And what's happening is that the power's going off as well, so they can't put in air conditioning machines.
Oops.
This is Richmond. This train is for London Waterloo. The next station is North Sheen.
Tommy Smith, who's 68, he's best known for the black power salute he gave on the podium at the 1968 Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And it's saying here that he never raced again because he was
never
picked.
This is your guard.
And it,
I'm sorry that we're a few minutes late leaving today. This is due to earlier signal problems at London Waterloo and other problems at Windsor and Eaton Riverside, which are causing minor delays along the whole line through Richmond. Safety information is displayed in all coaches. Please keep all personal items with you. If you see anything suspicious, please tell a member of staff.
He held 11 world records simultaneously. He was 100 metres
long. I'll be walking through the train during the journey. Please ask if you need any help. I'm towards the front at the moment.
And that's more than Usain Bolt's got now. So, he was the fastest runner of his day. And he did it because of apartheid. And,
the next station is North Sheen.
And the fact that black athletes in America, well, any black people in America, were second-class citizens and regarded as second-class. But one of the quotes I've got here is that... I said the stadium went so quiet you could have heard a frog piss on cotton. And I've never heard that saying before.